Greetings and welcome to Meditation Moments, and God bless you, and may the program bring some blessing to your heart. I'm bringing you tonight from God's Word, this verse of Scripture. God's Word says we are ever learning but never coming to a knowledge thereof. And I'm just wondering how much you have grown in the Christian life. I've been asking the Lord to search me. Ask the Lord to search you. Say, Lord, how much have I grown in my Christian life? To be years older and not be years nearer God's like walking in a circle. It's motion without progress. So you search your heart and ask God how much progress you've made. I wonder if you remember the vision that God once gave you of the life that he wanted you to live. I think every Christian's had that. Great longing to reach certain heights of Christian victory. The vision you once had that God gave you, great expectations of victory and great stirrings in your soul and great determinations to live close to him. I wonder if you can say with Paul, I've not been disobedient to the heavenly vision. Or have you become satisfied with the low level of Christian living, a mediocre life, sort of common and defeated? Oh, I have some friends that are just radiant, triumphant in their victorious Christian life. I know some that are professing Christians that are frustrated, and they're not conquerors. They're like the old lady said, I'm just a poor worm. Well, I'd hate to call myself just a poor worm in the Christian life. God says that we're more than conquerors. Now, there's no such thing as standing still in the Christian life. You're either going backward or you're going forward. Can you be satisfied with anything less than victory? That's God's provision for you. God has provided victory. It's all through his word, all through the word of God, that you can be a victorious Christian. But if you'd make confession this time, would you have to say, I'm living a dwarf, defeated, disappointed Christian life? You know, there was a man that used to, when he was just a little bit of a fella, he would go to his mother and say, Mother, how big I am? And the mother would sometimes say to him, how big are you today, son? He would say, oh, so big, Mother, so big. The years went by, many years, and he came home a defeated Christian. And his mother said, how big are you, son? He said, not so big, Mother. I wonder if you'd have to say that spiritually, if you went on a tour of inspection over your heart, if God would put his x-ray on your soul. All these wonderful expressions in God's word about the abundant life. I wonder if you are reaching on victoriously towards that. In a searching diagnosis, would you find out if you're really growing? You know, you are really three persons. What you think you are, and what others think you are, and what God knows you to be. Well, there's one thing we know, there are no dwarfs in heaven. We have to grow, don't we? Now, God's word says in Revelation 11:1, rise and measure the people. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Our measuring rod is God's word. And let's use it and see in 2 Corinthians 10:12, 13, 14, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, for they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. So we don't measure our growth by how others are growing, or we measure only by the word of God. And God's word in Psalms, a number of times God's word says, search me, O God. And you know the verse of Scripture, search me, O God, and try my thoughts and see if there be any evil way in me. You know, I'm just thankful for anything that'll break through and make me take a deep look at myself. We're living in such a pressured age, no time for meditating or thinking. We just need to stop to take a look at ourselves and not gloss things over, not be deceived, not have a light view of sin. God's word says, let no man think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but let him think soberly. And you know how a baby grows? A baby grows by air and food and water and love. And that's just about the way a Christian grows. Air is the prayer and the food is God's word. And the water is the thirst that's in your soul and the everlasting love and power of God and his words. and then love that's in your heart. And you can tell if you're growing, if you're really growing in love. Are you more obedient than you used to be? Our time is so short in these things that we have to say from you, but let me just say this in closing, that you can't make yourself grow in any way. It comes from just abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes just from living in Him and living in His Word and a sweet personal union with Him. And it isn't by any straining or self-effort, or it's no self-dependence. It's just putting yourself utterly in His hands. The center of Christianity is Jesus Himself, a living, loving personality. It's fellowship with Him that'll bring you the victory and bring about the growth that you want in your Christian life. God bless you. And we just pray that you'll feed on the Word of God until you grow in the fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus. He's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.